Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Faith and Roy each have 3. Paula has 2.
All right. Paula, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
You know, in politics, when you come in third, it's a win!
All right, Mr. Rubio, fill in the blank. On Thursday, CNN hosted the first Republican debate without blank to pick on.
Jeb Bush?
Right. David Cameron announced Sunday that Britain would hold a referendum to decide whether or not to stay in the blank.
EU?
Yes. On Wednesday, an appeals court in Texas dismissed felony charges against former Governor Blank.
I always forget his name.
So does he.
Rick Perry.
Yes. Two of Mexico's former presidents said this week that there is no way that country will ever pay for Donald Trump's blank.
Wall.
Right. Police in the UK investigating reports of an injured otter laying in the road instead found blank.
An axe-wielding pyromaniac.
No, the collar from a fake fur coat. This week, U.S. health officials reported 14 new cases of the blank virus.
Oh, Zika.
Zika, yes. A New York Times article on the Damn Daniel phenomenon noted that the meme had finally run its course because blank.
I have no idea what this is. I'm going to say his mother made them stop.
No, it had finally run its course because the New York Times had written an article about it. In an incident that probably happens every day in Scotland, a brawl broke out in a McDonald's because two men would not stop blanking.
Taping things.
No, they would not stop playing their bagpipes.
Oh.
Callum Graham and Alan Jarruth had just left a wedding reception when they decided to stop by at McDonald's for a late-night snack. Unfortunately for everyone else at the restaurant, both the men were part of a bagpiping band or gang and began playing their instruments while waiting for their food. After a group of diners begged them to stop, the men offered the traditional Scottish apology. That is, they punched them in the face.
Ah.
Police arrived and arrested the bagpipers, who were sentenced to 60 days of listening to bagpipes. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula did okay. 5 right, 10 more points, a total of 12. She's in the lead now.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have flipped a coin. Faith selected to go next, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Obama presented a plan to close blank.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. This week, Ted Cruz fired his communications director for sharing an inaccurate video attacking blank.
Marco Rubio.
Right. On Thursday, the U.S. and China agreed to a new round of sanctions against blank.
North Korea.
Right. On Wednesday, 16 of the people accused of occupying a wildlife refuge in blank pled not guilty.
Oregon.
Right. Police in Kentucky investigating a series of Rogaine thefts say they're looking for a suspect who appears middle-aged and is blank.
Bald.
Yes. I have an alibi. On Wednesday, the Australian Parliament passed a law legalizing medical blank.
Marijuana.
Yes, a new study found that survivors of the blank virus suffer long-lasting neurological effects.
Ebola.
Right. The city of Nagoya, Japan, hoping to attract new residents, recently revealed their new town spokesman, blank.
Hello Kitty.
No, a 420-pound male gorilla named Shabani.
Ooh.
According to a university professor in Nagoya, the spokes gorilla, the star resident of Nagoya Zoo, will attract new residents because he is, quote, the complete package and perhaps matches the ideal of manhood that women seek today, unquote. Which is absolutely true as long as the woman you're trying to lure is Diane Fossey. Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
She got 7 right. 14 more points. She has a total of 17.
All right. How many then does Atlanta's own Roy Blunt Jr. need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win.
Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. This week, the FBI called Apple's refusal to unlock the San Bernardino shooter's blank a marketing strategy.
iPhone.
Yeah. On Tuesday, the Syrian government agreed to a proposed blank.
Ceasefire.
Right. In a video released on Thursday, ISIS threatened the founders of Twitter and blank.
And went like this.
No. No, they threatened the founders of Twitter and Facebook.
Oh.
On Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid announced he was endorsing blank.
Hillary.
Right. This week, a popular Chinese folk singer was busted for lip-syncing when she blanked on live TV.
When she belched.
No, she sang a song while holding her mic upside down. According to new research, a low-frequency hum heard in the ocean may be caused by blank.
Whales?
No, fish farts. On Sunday, NASCAR racer Denny Hamlin won the blank in a photo finish.
Oh, God. The Fortune 500. I don't know.
The Daytona 500.
Daytona 500.
On Tuesday, Bruce Springsteen opened his concert in Cleveland by blanking.
Bruce Springsteen opened his concert by singing a song.
No.
No.
He opened his concert in Cleveland by saying, "Hello, Pittsburgh."
Ah.
And then he figured out what he did wrong and said, "And Cleveland."
Ooh.
Bill, did Roy do well enough to win?
Three right, six more, total of nine, but not enough to catch Faith, our winner this week.
Oh, Faith. Well done,
that's
Faith.
My dad.